Partner podcast series. My name is Sherry Landon, and I'm the Community Development Director. And one of the pleasures of this job for me is that I get to interview some of our community partners, and we get to learn more about them and share it with all of our other community partners. So today I am here with Victoria Edwards. Hi, Victoria.
Hello.
Take a minute and introduce yourself and let us know what you do.
Sure. My name is Victoria Edwards. I have a law firm called Edwards Law PLLC. And in that capacity, I am a business attorney that does business sale, business purchase, business formation, business contract review and drafting, and business litigation.
Sounds like a lot of business.
It is.
That's good. And, you know, one of the interesting thing I think just about attorneys, some people say, you know, I'm an attorney, but there's God only knows how many different kinds, right?
Yes.
So clearly everything you just described really just talks about your expertise in the business community on many levels.
Absolutely. I come from a background where I've worked at many large law firms. And when I left there, my goal was to apply the skills I learned in that setting to a smaller setting, helping small business owners like myself with, you know, everyday things they deal with in their business.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's good because there's a lot of small business out there. I do know that. And I think that most of them need some help.
I'm sure they do.
So, all right, just let's go back for a minute and just give me a little bit more about your history. Maybe tell me what drew you to the field that you're in and maybe a little bit about your experience in the bigger firms and then how long you've been out on your own.
Sure. Okay, so this is a funny story.
I like funny.
Yeah. So going back to when I was young, probably about 10 years old, I grew up in a very modest family. Father had lost, you know, his job a couple of times when I was young, and, you know, things were, you know, it was hard to make ends meet, you
sure.
know, living off of hot dogs and hamburgers. And so I told myself, you know, when I get older, I'm not going to worry about money. I'm going to become a lawyer, which I couldn't be a doctor because I was blood and I just don't work well with blood. So
right.
I was like, I'm going to be a lawyer. And my dad's like, okay, let's just get through, you know, grade school and high school. so, you know, I kept that in mind, worked really hard. You know, my father sent me to Catholic school thinking it was the best he could do for me. And then once I was in college, he's like, oh, you're on your own. So I saved up money in high school, working at Wendy's, went to college, paid my way through that and law school, and ended up in New York City after graduating from Boston College. And landed a very decent law firm where I got very good bankruptcy litigation experience.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't what I wanted to do, so I moved on after a couple of years there and went to a bigger law firm. It was worldwide. And did basically dispute resolution, which is just litigation for big, you know, ginormous companies. Got a lot of motion drafting practice, but nothing mm-hmm. in the courtroom because of big law firms, you don't get to do that. So I stayed there for a couple of years, got married, and then my husband and I both had dreams of coming to Colorado.
Okay.
And so in 2007, the market was amazing, and
right.
I landed a job very quickly when I was out here on vacation going rafting. And I said, well, we're going. So we just packed up our Jeep, the dog, like on the very top of the Jeep pile of stuff, and left the house and just came out in 2007.
Good for you.
Found a place and started working in a small litigation boutique firm for about a year and a half. And then I saw a huge opportunity at a bigger national law firm to open up a Denver office, which I thought would be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the first attorney hired by that managing partner and, you know, helped him hire attorneys, manage caseloads. I mean, huge docket. Did that for about 5.5 years. And then well into that, probably about 5 years, had my daughter and realized hours weren't getting any, you know,
sure,
less.
Right?
Yeah, I was working over 2,000 hours a year. And so I decided I'm going to go figure out if I can do something else.
Good for you.
So saved some money, started a couple of businesses that didn't go anywhere in 2014. And then finally, in June of 2016, started my own practice.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you're like over the biggest obstacle, right? You're
past the year. Yeah. And it's doing, I'm doing really well. I'm so thankful. I count my blessings every day.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a great story. Thank you. All right. So, and just listening to you a little bit and describing that, it sounds like you like litigation.
I do. I'm drawn to it. It's my personality.
I would do that too. If I were a lawyer, I would be a litigator. I like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality is, so litigation, right?
Maybe, yes.
You know, you would better explain. That would just be, you know, what?
Yeah, so it's basically a dispute between, it could be an individual and a company, two individuals, two companies. But it could be based on a number of things. I do civil, which is not criminal. So criminal is a whole different area. I don't do family either. That's domestic, divorces, child custody. That's in a whole separate matter.
Sure.
So I just do civil disputes, which means you have a contract with a flooring company and they don't, you know, perform under that contract, and you want to sue them either to replace what they did or to get your money back. And, you know, if they don't, hopefully, ideally, they'll work with you, but quite often they won't. And that's when you have to sue somebody and pursue what's called litigation. It's just filing a complaint in court, either in county or district, state court, or federal if it's a different matter. And then off you go. They respond, and you either win or you don't. Quite often those types of things settle because litigation is so expensive.
Sure.
But yeah, that's basically what it is, just, you know, trying to resolve a dispute with the court.
Right. And it seems like in many areas of law, you don't necessarily go into a courtroom to argue, or yes, there's a lot of settlement. So the amount that actually goes in is probably not great.
Yeah, I will always, if someone, I mean, quite often people are emotional when they have to deal with a dispute like this, but I will always advise, if it's not more than $50,000 you're going after, don't bother. Litigation is so expensive.
Right.
You know, so to take a simple case to trial is probably $50,000 or $60,000.
Wow.
So it's a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So I know you represent a lot of businesses. Can you give me an example of, you know, let's say if you were to think right now, God, my best client is, describe that.
Well, my
and
best,
why.
My best client's a repeat client. And I have a couple of those. Fortunately for them, unfortunately for me, they don't get into a lot of litigation.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'll see quite often is, it's a small business owner. They either, you know, own a company, you know, it varies what type of company, but they quite often have employees,
mm-hmm,
or they have investors they work with, or members, you know, that own the company as well. So you deal with a lot of contract disputes, like operating agreements, when someone's owed money,
right,
someone wants to leave, someone wants to buy, you know, more shares in the company. There's disputes, and I handle that. I also have a client that's a construction company owner, and so he has lots of disputes with 1099 employees.
Right.
He's learned, stole information from them, and so he wants to terminate them and make sure that he gets, you know, money from current projects they're working on. So I'll deal with disputes like that, like your day-to-day business disputes.
Mm-hmm.
They are day-to-day. They are, yeah. So I pride myself in being kind of like that on-call attorney, not the one that's going to say, okay, talk to my secretary and get back to me in a week. They usually call me when they need something tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, based on my experience working with bigger clients that demand that, you know, from bigger firms, I usually am able to accommodate those types of requests. So that's when I'll become valuable, and then hopefully an ongoing attorney for them. So, yeah.
So what, you know, there's a lot of people out there with small businesses, and maybe they've talked to an attorney at some point in time, maybe they haven't, or, you know, there's people out there who would love to go into business for themselves. When is the right time for someone in those situations to speak with an attorney?
As soon as possible, because quite often people don't want to pay for an attorney until they have to pay for an attorney. And when you have to pay for an attorney, it's quite expensive, because that means litigation.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would recommend to anybody is anticipate potential issues and make sure you're covered. Talk to an attorney right away. For example, if you want to, you're thinking about starting a business, you're at the beginning stages, make sure you talk to an attorney about forming that company, what the pros and cons of doing corporation versus LLC, what kind of documents you should have in place before you start hiring people, or going into business with someone, just being another business owner. I mean, it could be
like
hunky-dory, because it could be always hunky-dory at the initial stages. Oh, this is a great idea. But then when you start actually making money and people change their tune, you need something like an operating agreement that kind of dictates people's roles and what they contribute and what they don't. So very beginning stages. Also, if you're at a stage where you've gotten past, you know, the year, mm-hmm. and you feel good, you're making money, and you start hiring employees, that's another good time to talk to an attorney, because you want to make sure you have your contracts in place. You don't want employees stealing your stuff, mm-hmm. starting a new business. You don't want them disclosing stuff to other potential competitors. Mm-hmm. So you want to have a non-compete. You want to have a non-disclosure in place. And then also a typical employee contract if it's a W-2 situation where they're, you know, they have rights, you know, under state law. So at that stage, and then periodically, you know, check if your business changes mm-hmm. and you have different concerns. You want your contracts to reflect that with your employees and with your customers. So, you know, it's an ongoing process, and that's why it's always nice to have an attorney involved in the beginning, so they know your business and they can help you with those decisions along the way.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's so important. And I'm, you know, just thinking as we're talking, mm-hmm. so many people are going to say, well, you know, I'm just going to go and Google, why would I do this over that? And yeah. you know, by the way, I just download this document and I sign here, and I don't know, what do you do with it? You file it, you sleep, put it under your pillow. Right. I don't know, what do you do with those? But right. why would I do, you know, why should someone not do that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great question, because there's so much out there online, like LegalZoom. Yes. You could do everything yourself legally. Mm-hmm. The only issue with that is that those generic contracts don't usually cover every fact pattern, mm-hmm. you know, and you have to really consider the area that you're in of work to make sure that those contracts cover what you need. They might not. Mm-hmm. Also, laws are very state specific. So depending on what state you're in, you're going to want to make sure. We don't know if that contract pertains to everyone in the country. States' laws differ very greatly, sure. especially with employment, you know, non-compete situations. Like California, you really can't stop anybody from competing with you, whereas Colorado has some way to restrict, you know, an employee from going out and taking your stuff and starting a new business. So it's really state-specific. So it doesn't make sense not to talk to an attorney, because most attorneys, like myself, will offer like a 20 or 30 minute free consult.
Sure.
Kind of give you an idea of what you should be looking at. So mm-hmm. in the event you don't want to hire them yet, at least you know what your options are, and that if you're presented with this situation, then I have to come see you.
Yeah.
You know?
And I also feel like, you know, like you said, 9 times out of 10, you figure out you need an attorney like too late
yeah.
because something's going wrong. And wouldn't it be lovely if when something arose like that, that you already had a relationship with someone and you
yes.
didn't have to start from scratch
yep.
and explain the whole situation. So it's kind of like develop that relationship,
yes.
kind of have it there, use it when you need to, but stay in touch. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And it's all about the trust and relationship you have with your attorney, because you are going to be paying a lot of money for an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust them. You have to
sure.
you have to believe that they're making the right decisions for you, and they're working in your best interest, which all attorneys should. Not all attorneys do, and I could tell you some stories about that in another
no
podcast
doubt.
If we ever have another one.
The horror stories.
Yes,
right now.
Absolutely.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. So, I mean, clearly, you're loving the entrepreneurs. You're loving the growing businesses.
Yes.
You're loving all that stuff, and I think it's a dream of so many people out there. So why not start developing those relationships now? And even I think it would be a great consult to figure out, how do I do this
yes.
if it is a dream?
Absolutely.
You've done it. You've got firsthand experience.
I have. And I tell you what, I was so scared initially to start on my own. I put it off for 2 years after leaving my big firm life,
yeah.
thinking, I don't know if I can do this. But
mm-hmm.
I'm like, yes, you can. And you know, it's just a matter of believing it and taking the time to get to know people
mm-hmm.
in your community, anywhere. Just being a good person and a hard worker, and it eventually pays off.
Which I can tell you are.
A little
yeah,
bit.
There I am.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So I'm sure there's people listening right now to the podcast. They're driving around mm-hmm. and some of this is resonating with them. They're saying, you know what? Maybe I ought to have a conversation with that Victoria Edwards. So if there's someone out there listening, how are they going to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can check out my website. I've been doing blogs for a while now, and if you're not ready to talk to an attorney but want to see if there's any advice out there you can get, go to www.edwardslawpllc.com. I have a host of blogs on there, podcasts as well. You can listen to if you're driving like you are now. Mm-hmm. And you just need some advice initially before you make that decision to see an attorney. If you're ready to see an attorney, I'd love to see you. I have a share office in downtown Denver, 617th Street. Or I have an office in the Cherry Creek area. But either way, if you want to come see me in person or just set up a coffee meet and greet, give me a call so we can do that. My number is 303-586-7206.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing your story, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's very cool, and congratulations one more time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.